going slow or getting cancelled, Britain's rail service is on the brink of failure as much of the country's infrastructure can't cope with searing temperatures. Makeshift foil used on steel bridges in an attempt to deflect the heat. Road surfaces beginning to melt. More alarming, voluntary ambulance staff trying to back up an already fully stretched National Health Service dealing with heat-related emergencies. And in London, if you get out of the sun and go underground, it's even worse. So why is it that Britain can't cope with heat waves? So much of it's to do with its outdated and inadequate infrastructure. You just can't cope with extreme temperatures. Here on London's Tube, you can't even have air conditioning. The only airflow is stale and hot. Some passengers can't see what the fuss is about.
35, 36 degrees, people pay money to go to places with that, and those places don't have air conditioning either.
Yeah, so you're basically think it's over the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
An American tourist isn't impressed.
It gets this hot regularly, but we have air conditioning everywhere and everything's kind of set up for it to be that hot.
I'm from Philippines, so it's the weather is just fine for me.
With the increasing threat of extreme weather events caused by global warming, many civil engineers believe countries like the UK need to invest much more.
The UK is seeing the impact of climate change not as much as other countries in the world, and therefore perhaps the urgency is not felt as much as it should. That they've got a big, really big task in hand and they should be starting on it right now.
Well, now that sense of urgency is beginning to rise, along with the temperatures setting new records all across the UK. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.
Well, Eleni Mirivili is the Chief Heat Officer of Athens in Greece. She joins us from there. Thanks for being on the programme. What did you make of the difficulties that the UK has been having in other places?
Well, we've known for a while now that Europe has been really suffering from heat waves in general. The 2018, 19, 2020, 2020, these were really hot years for northern and unusually hot years for northern Europe. And then 2021 was more in southern Europe, and now in 2022, we're seeing again the northern areas being very affected and the southern areas being very affected. So it's been, if I can say, a hotspot internationally, globally. We know that climate change affects different parts of the globe in different ways, and it seems that Europe, the Mediterranean, but also northern Europe, has been continuously been experiencing extraordinary temperatures the last few years.
A hot spot indeed. So in what measures has Athens taken then in order to be more prepared for increasing heat in the years to come?
I'll let you know immediately, but I'll start with that. So Athens has been, what we've been doing and the way we've been thinking about responding to heat has been threefold. We are thinking about awareness raising as a first category, then preparedness actions, and then finally redesigning the city for heat, which is the more long-term and the hardest. As far as awareness raising is concerned, it's an extremely important issue because somehow, even though we are experiencing extraordinary heat waves, it hasn't really risen to policy levels and to change of behavior levels among the people. So both the awareness raising and the data collection and the creation of like really strong visuals and really strong messages for how serious heat waves are for human health, as well as ecosystem, but as well as the economies of our countries and our cities, has to be really drilled in, because you know, we call heat the silent killer because actually, among all other extreme weather conditions, heat is the most, is the one that kills the most people. So in the awareness raising category, what we've done in Athens, and we did it together with the city of Seville, which has been experiencing extremely hot temperatures the last week, is we created the, for the first time, the categorization of heat waves. And Seville has done also naming and categorizing of heat waves. So we have three different categories. And the categorization is based on figuring out in each of these cities in the past what kind of heat is actually linked to a jump in the percentage of mortality. So we actually have the effect within the meteorological category. It's, I think it's a very interesting methodology because especially for policymakers, it's really important to know also, you know, not just the meteorological data, but what is actually going to be the effect on the people.
Okay, okay, so let me just interrupt you there briefly. You mentioned something about building design in Athens. Can you be a bit more specific about that?
So this is the third thing that I was going to get to, but I'll go directly to that. The second, I can go quickly through the second pillar, which has to do with preparedness action, short-term things to protect the most vulnerable, which, you know, we know the most vulnerable categories, and how can we make sure that we are there present and doing early warnings specifically for these people and having ways to check in on them and provide them with cooler conditions. So this is one, I'll quickly go through that. And then finally, we have to redesign our cities. And in Athens, this means to a large extent, I mean, most cities actually, this means to really radically reintroduce nature in cities because we do have technologies and we do have materials that we can use to lower temperatures, but we really need the best shield that we have against high temperatures is to create strong tree canopies and healthy tree canopies, as well as bring water to the surface of our cities, and generally really support biodiversity within the city network. I mean, in London, you are very lucky because you have really amazing parks, which are really cooling the city down, especially if you live near them. But a lot of cities around the world do not have green and blue infrastructure. They've really been building with a lot of cement and asphalt. So these are really absorbing heat and radiating it, especially at night, making it particularly dangerous
okay,
for people.
Okay. I think we're going to have to leave it there. We did get through quite a lot there, so we very much appreciate your time, Eleni Mirivili, Chief Heat Officer of Athens. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.